Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message. Well, praise the Lord, Facebook family and friends, and Amazing Grace. It is a privilege to come into your living rooms this evening. And it's our Wednesday night midweek Bible study. And I truly believe that God has given us a word. And I just want to also let you know that I figured it out that you can adjust your phone to go, wide view lens, and you can see it a lot more better than the upright position. Praise God. But God has given me a word for this evening, and it's a word that I believe that will comfort us, that will see us through these trying times, because we are living in some difficult times. And I know that I've been talking to many of you. I've been talking to a lot of friends and family members, and also I've been speaking to some of my clients. And a quick story before we get into our Bible study. You hear about the numbers that are taking place with people acquiring, you know, the COVID-19. But until it really hits home, you know, it's just numbers that you see on television. But dear friends of mine, clients of mine, they had a first cousin that acquired this disease, and it took only 2 days to take them out. And I am very saddened for them. I prayed with the family. But I know that in the midst of it all, God's in control. And I truly believe that if we learn to walk in faith, that God would eventually destroy this dilemma right now that's plaguing our nation. And so with that, I'm going to go before the throne room of grace, and then we'll get into our Bible study. If all of you would pray with me in one accord, and just ask God to bless our nation right now. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for just allowing us another day. And Lord, even though the news looks a little grim and we see things taking place, I am comforted in your word, God, that you have shared these things with us thousands of years ago, and now they're upon our generation. Father, I'm praying right now, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Matthew 24. Matthew 24, even though the screen says Isaiah 41, but I want you to go to Matthew 24. And I've entitled this evening's message, Lord, Help Me Walk in Faith. Help me walk in faith, Lord. And many of us right now are walking around fearful. As I mentioned, a friend of ours, a dear friend, whose family member acquired the COVID-19 and is no longer with us here. And so I'm here to let you know that thousands of years ago, Jesus had prophesied on the Mount of Olives that this would take place in the generation that would see his return. And if you have your Bible, turn with me to Matthew 24, and the Word of God is up here on the screen. If you didn't have a Bible, praise God, we'll put the scriptures up for you. But let's read these and ask God questions this evening. Say, Lord, are we the generation that's going to see your return? And my friends, I truly believe, without a shadow of a doubt, we are that terminal generation that will see the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. So it reads in Matthew 24, starting with verse 3, and it reads, And as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? That's a great question. So Jesus answers and says, Take heed, no one deceive you, For many will come in my name, saying, I'm the Christ, and deceive many. And we have seen this over the years already. We have seen the mockery, and we have seen the false prophets. Now look at verse 6. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. We've already had two world wars, and there are wars throughout the world that are still ongoing. Look at how long Afghanistan, it's been there for what, over almost 20 years. But Jesus said that these signs would take place before he returns. He says, see that you are not troubled, for all these things, what, must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation will rise up against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be famines, and here you go, pestilence. This COVID-19 is a pestilence. They're tiny, tiny microscopic viruses that you cannot see with the naked eye, yet we're at war with this animal. And the Bible says that there will be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in various places. We have dear friends, Matt and Diana Cage and Rod and Marietta Cage, wonderful people. I call Pastor Rod, he's the prophet of God who speaks into my life every Sunday morning. They just had earthquakes in that region. They're everywhere. That's why the Bible says that these signs will be in various places. But then he says, look in verse 8, all these things are the beginning of sorrows. Okay, so Jesus forewarned us that these things will take place. Now, another writer in the New Testament, in the book of Luke, chapter 21, let's go there. Luke wrote this, and there will be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and on the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. We've seen many tsunamis and things in that nature. And we're seeing right now that there's so much fear that even the hearts of men and women are failing them. From the fears and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven will be shaken. Ah, but here comes the good news. There's always good news. Can I get an amen in the house? Amen. Amen. We got one in here that says amen. Sister Yolanda, praise God. She's faithful. But look what verse 27 says. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now, when these things begin to happen, look up and lift your heads, because your redemption draweth nigh, meaning it draws near. And so I am so blessed tonight to bring a message of hope and not of fear, because Jesus is soon to return. So now, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Isaiah 41. I have the Word of God here up on the screen. And the Bible says, you whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called from its farthest regions and said to you, you are my servant, I have chosen you and have cast not you away. Praise God. This is the prophet Isaiah, which spoke thousands of years for us, that we would understand the days and times that we live in right now. He says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God, and I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand, says the Lord. Now, we go to verse 11, and it says, behold, all the things that were incest against you shall be ashamed and disgraced. They shall be nothing, and those who strive with you shall perish. You shall seek them with and not find them. Those who contended with you, those who war against you, shall be as nothing, the Bible says, and as a non-existent thing. For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not. Say that with me, church. Fear not.
Fear not.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We got Evangelist Felipe Reles here in our home, and we got Bishop Mandapali here with us. Praise God.
Glory.
Hallelujah. And I'm so blessed that they have come in our living room to be edified and to be built up in the faith. Amen.
Yes, yes.
So, question. When you walk in faith, you will see the assignment of God clearly. But when you walk in fear, you are already defeated. So we must understand in the story I'm about to read was how many know who Caleb and Joshua? We got Joshua sitting down with us right now. So, man, you lived that long, huh, brother? Well, they were asked, and they took people with them to spy out the land because God was delivering the land of the Amorites. Now, they went, they spied out the lands, but 10 came back with a horrible report. They came back with a fearful report. They came and said that there are giants in this land and that we cannot overtake them. And Joshua and Caleb came back with a good report saying, with the power of God, we can overtake this land and we can have this land that God has given us. But let's read this story so we can get clarity to find out that these who came back with a bad report terrified the nation. And they were frightened. And right now, the media is frightening you right now. But I'm here to let you know that God is our deliverer. God will, hallelujah, will deliver us from this time that we're in right now. COVID-19 has nothing on the power of God. Can I get an amen in the house? All right, so let's look at Deuteronomy right here. Let's look at this story. So we departed to Horeb and went through all the great and terrible wilderness which you saw on the way to the mountains of the Amorites. And as the Lord our God had commanded us, then we came to Kadesh Barnea. And I said to you, you have come to the mountains of the Amorites which the Lord our God is giving us. You see, there was a battle that was taking place in their hearts. It was taking place in the flesh. Right now, as I speak, we are having a battle in our spirit. This is a spiritual battle that's taking place in our land. Let's look at verse 21. Look, the Lord your God has set the land before you. Go up and possess it. And as the Lord God your fathers has spoken to you, do not fear or do be discouraged. This is a word from God. Do not fear and be discouraged. And every one of you came near to me and said, let us send men before us and let them search out the land for us and bring back the word to us by which we should go up and of the cities into which we shall come. So they said, okay, fine. We're going to send a group of men to spy out the land to see how we're going to achieve this and to take the possession that God has given the children of Israel, the land of the Amorites. Well, the plan pleased me well. So I took 12 of your men, one man from each tribe, in verse 23. And look what it says here. And they departed and went up to the mountains and came to the valley of Eshcol and spied it out. They also took some of the fruit of the land, their hands, and brought it down to us. And they brought back word to us saying, it's a good land which the Lord our God is giving us. Praise God. Isn't that a blessing to know, hey, God has given you something that's good. Yes, amen. I'm here to let you know that God has given us this nation that is good. Right. Hallelujah. And we need to fight in the spirit. Can I get an amen? Right. The enemy's trying to take it from us right now. Yes. But we need to fight. And this is ours. This is our inheritance. Can I get an amen? Amen, amen? Look at verse 26 right up here. Nevertheless, you would not go up, but rebelled against the command of the Lord your God. And you complained in your tents and said, because the Lord hates us, he has brought us out of the land of Egypt to deliver us into the hands of the Amorites and to destroy us. Are you catching this right now? These people had so much fear after they seen God deliver them through the Red Sea. He parted the Red Sea. He delivered them from the frogs and from the lice and even from the death angel that came. And yet they saw all these miracles and they forgot what God can do. They forgot what God can do. And so this is our problem right now. Some of you got to remember how God has delivered you. Hallelujah. Some of you were strung out and drugged out. Some of you were homeless. And then God came and saved you and sanctified you and filled you with the Holy Ghost of promise. And now you're scared because of this COVID-19.
Come on.
My goodness. What is too hard for God? That's my question tonight. What is too hard? These people saw all the miracles, and yet a spirit of fear came upon them. And so look what it says in verse 28. Where can we go up? Our brethren have discouraged our hearts, saying, the people are greater and taller than we. The cities are great and fortified up to the heaven, moreover than the sons of Anakin. And they're seeing a big giant before them. And they're saying that they've already conceded in their heart that they cannot win this battle. They're defeated already. But I'm here to let you know, my friends, hallelujah, that God, hallelujah, has defeated this thing. And you need to walk in faith and not walk in fear. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Look at verse 29 right up here. Then I said to you, do not be terrified or be afraid of them. The Lord your God goes before you. Say that with me. The Lord God goes before you. Saints of God, let me just say this. When you were conceived in your mother's womb, God was already before you. Hallelujah. So nothing has taken this by surprise. Nothing has sideswiped God. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
And so it goes on to say right here in verse 29. Then I said, do not be terrified of them. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Do not be terrified of them. The Lord your God who goes before you, he will fight for you according to all he did for you in Egypt before your eyes. They were a witness to the miracles that God has done. Hallelujah. And how many of you can honestly say that God has done a whole lot for us?
Amen.
Can I get an amen?
Amen?
You guys know my story. I was bound up and drugged up 31 years ago. I had $500 of crystal meth. All my family have forsaken me. Everyone thought that I was just a castaway. But God had a plan. Say that with me. God had a plan. Hallelujah. God had a plan. You heard preacher last Sunday. You heard Brother Felipe's testimony last Sunday, how God delivered him from Hollywood and all the things that he wanted to achieve in this world. But God had a different plan. And now he's preaching around the world. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Verse 31, and in the wilderness where you saw the Lord your God carry you as a man carries his son in all the way that you went until you came to this place. So they came to this place, and many of them, all they saw was terror. They were horrified at the sight that these can whip us. These people can beat us. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. In a prize fight, no one knows who's going to win until the last one that's standing. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. They all think they can win. And we got to believe that we can win through Christ who strengthens us. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Verse 32, yet for all that you did not believe the Lord your God. They didn't believe. So they were walking in what? Unbelief. Who went in the way before to search out the place to you. They pitched their tents to show you that the way you should go in the fire by night and the cloud by day. They saw the miracles of God. And the Lord heard the sound of your words and was angry and took an oath saying, in verse 35, right up here, surely not one of these men of this evil generation shall see that good land of which I swore to give to your fathers. Did you catch that? They rejected what God had prepared for them. So let me just say this. God has prepared for us, number one, eternity. Can I get an amen? And some of you are probably turning in for the first time who's never heard the preached word of God. Maybe one of you are one of my friends on Facebook that don't even go to church. And maybe you're just saying right now, hey, I'm listening for the first time. I'm here to let you know that, number one, God loves you.
Yes, he does.
God died for you.
Yes, he did.
And God did many things to keep you alive for such a time as this.
That's right.
And so you need to understand that God was mad at these people. Why was he mad at these people? Because of the miracles he did. Listen, for those of you right now that are hearing my voice and are watching this feed right now, God has kept us alive even right now. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Why? Because he has a plan for you. I hope you know that. He has a wonderful plan for you. Thank you, God. So we're in verse 35, and it says, surely not one of these men of this evil generation shall see that the good of the land which I swore to my father. Look at this. Except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, he shall see it. And to him, his children, and I am given the land which he walked, because he wholly followed the Lord. That's the key. See, once you give your heart to Christ, and now once you get saved, now God says, follow me. And so we need to follow the Lord. And for how many years, preacher? 32 years, 31 years? For me, 31 years. Bishop? 40 years. And nothing's too hard that God cannot keep. Can I get an amen? Let's go to our next verse of scripture, right here, verse 37. The Lord was also angry with me for your sake, saying, even you shall not go in there. Joshua, the son of man, stands before you. He shall go in there. Encourage him, for he shall cause Israel to inherit it. Hallelujah. You see, Jesus died on the cross for us so that we would inherit, number one, eternal life. And yet, 2,000 years later, God has given us this land. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. To bless our children and our grandchildren, that we would have a hope, a lively hope. The word of God in the book of Jeremiah says that God knows the plans that he has given us, not of evil, but good.
Yes.
To establish us in this last days that we live in. Now, look at verse 39 right up here. Moreover, your little ones and your children who say will be the victims who today have no knowledge of good and evil. They shall go in there to give them. Well, I will give it to them and they shall possess it. But as for you, turn and take your journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. Wow. These are the folks that totally rejected God's blessings. My friends, if you're listening for the first time and God is calling you to the cross of salvation, do not reject it. And for those of you that are walking in fear, now it's time to flip the switch and start walking in faith. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
And so let's look at some principles now of what we're going to cover in this study. Number one, fear disregards God's plan. It disregards his plan. As we read in Deuteronomy 1:21, let's read it again. Look, the Lord your God has set the land before you. Go up and what? Possess it. As the Lord God of your fathers has spoken to you, do not fear or be what? Discouraged. God is saying, what are you worried about during this pandemic time? I find it, you know what? This is a good time that me and my wife are knitting our hearts even stronger together. We're seeking God. Your family should be seeking God. This is the time to seek God. And if there's anything to turn from, turn it now.
Amen.
And give it to the Lord. Can I get an amen? Why? Well, why am I saying this? Because Timothy says it just perfectly right up here. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. Can I get amen?
Amen?
And Paul wrote to the Roman church in Romans 8:15, for you did not receive the spirit of a bondage to fear again, but received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry, Abba, Father. See, we can now go to the Lord and say, Abba, Father, Lord, bless us through this time. Continue to supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory. So let's look at our second principle here regarding this fear issue that the nation is going through right now. Number two, fear distorts God's purposes. It truly distorts it. So let's go back to Deuteronomy and look at this. In verse 27 in Deuteronomy chapter 1, it says, and you complained in your tents and said, because the Lord hates, he has brought us out into the land of Egypt to deliver us into the land of the Amorites. Did you catch that? After God had delivered them from Egypt, they thought that God had moved them from one wicked place to another wicked place. That's what they thought. And look what they said, to destroy us. Where can we go up? Our brethren have discouraged our hearts, saying, the people are greater and taller than we. The cities are great and fortified to heaven. Moreover, we have seen the sons of Anakim there. Listen, There's going to be a day and time, well, we got to just turn off the media. Because all they're telling you, things to discourage you. They're putting up, this is how many died, this is how many acquired, and we need this, and you need to distance yourself, and you need to stay home, you need to lock yourself in. Listen, I'm here to let you know that if God is with us, who can be against us? Can I get an amen? We need to walk around in the power of the Holy Ghost, knowing that God has shielded his that are his. Can I get an amen? Look what 2 Peter says right up here. Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in what? Peace. Not fear, peace, without spot and blameless. An account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, as also our beloved Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, as written to you. Now, look what else he wrote in verse 16 right up here. As also in the epistles, speaking in them these things, in which are some things that are hard to understand. Some of you, these things that I'm even saying right now are hard for you to understand. But all you have to do is say, God, give me the faith to believe. Give me the faith to understand. Lord, reveal yourself to me. Oh, God, allow this word that I'm reading right now to speak to me, oh, God. Some of you right now, maybe you have backslidden for a long time and God is reawakening you to see the promises that he has set before us. And for some of you, this may be the first time that you're hearing a message of hope and salvation. Amen. Hallelujah. How many believe that God is good? Oh, yes. And he's good all the time. And all the time, God is good, right? Amen. So look at this. As also in the epistles, we're in verse 16. Speaking in these things, in which are some things hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people twist with their own destruction, as they do also the rest of the scriptures. There's people that just don't understand the scriptures. But as I opened up in the beginning of this message, Jesus said that you will see these signs before his return. So I'm here to let you know that even though we have witnessed wars and rumors of wars, we have seen famines and pestilences and earthquakes in various places, I'm here to let you know, my friends, that God is with us. God is for us. And God, hallelujah, will watch over us. Can I get an amen in the house? So you, therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware lest you also fall your own steadfastness. God is saying, be steadfast during this crisis right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Believe God. Believe all things. Because being led away with the air of the wicked is led away in air. And many, many right now are walking in air. Why? Because they don't trust the Lord Jesus Christ. But verse 18 says, but now in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to him be the glory both now and forever. Amen. Can I get an amen in the house? Amen. So let's look to our third principle. Number three, fear discourages God's people. Right. Even God's people. We're supposed to be walking in faith. But even God's people get discouraged. And this is where the Holy Spirit has to rise up in you. Can I get an amen? Amen. And this is where you got to lay aside every weight and sin that so easily besets you. You need to press toward the prize and the call in Christ Jesus. You got to take your eyes off the situation and keep your eyes on the cross. Can I get an amen? Amen. This is where we're going to get our safety. We're going to get our healing. We're going to get our comfort. We're going to have our fears erased at the cross. Can I get an amen? Amen. So let's look at Deuteronomy 1:29. Look what it says here. Then I said to you, do not be terrified or be afraid of them. The Lord your God who goes before you, he will fight for you according to all he has done for you in the land of Egypt before your eyes. And in the wilderness where how he saw you and the Lord your God carried you as a man carries his son in all the way that you went into them and came to this place. God specifically nurtured them through the wilderness to find this place, the place of the Amorites, and God was giving it to them. But they thought in their heart, we cannot take this land because of the giants in the land. So what set in? It was fear. Look at verse 32. Verse 32 says, yet all, for all that you did not believe the Lord your God and went in the way that you to search out a place to you for for you to pitch your tents and to show the way that you should go in the fire by night and the cloud by day. God was watching over their every move and was caring for them. He had the pillar of clouds at night. He had the he had the pillar of clouds in the day when it was hot in the desert, and he had the fire in the midst of the night desert to keep them warm. Man, God was with them. King David understood about this fear. And look what he wrote down in the book of Psalms. Psalms 42:11. Why are you cast down, all my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Right. Say this with me. Hope in God.
Hope in God.
For yet shall I praise him. The help of my countenance and my God. This is where you draw your comfort and your strength is from the Lord thy God. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
And look what he wrote in Psalms 118. He wrote this. I called on the Lord in distress, and the Lord answered me and set me in a broad place. Hallelujah. Saints of God, I'm telling you that this is not a time to fear. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
This is a time to walk in faith. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Let's go to our fourth principle. Fear disbelieves God's promises. If God has promised you a certain thing, he's going to fulfill it. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Nothing is going to cause the call in your life to be shortchanged and to become premature. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Saints, we need to believe God's promises for our lives. How many of you believe that God has made a promise to you?
Yes.
Amen. How about you out there in the Facebook land? Has God promised you something? Can I get an amen? Can I get some amens out there? He has promised you life and not death. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
And so the scripture I quote is right up here. Jeremiah 29:11-13. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you shall seek me and find me. And when you search for me with all your what?
Heart.
That's the key. So take this time that we are, quote unquote, to be locked in. This is the time to seek his face. This is the time to be in his presence. This is the time, hallelujah, to say, God, come what may, thank you for this great and wonderful salvation. Can I get an amen in the house? Now, some of you who are still kind of weary and heavy laden, this is what Jesus said. Jesus said in Matthew, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will what?
Give
you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. What is too hard for the Lord? Ask me this. What is too hard for the Lord that he cannot see you through? Even in this COVID-19 pandemic, whatever you want to call it, a coronavirus, I call it the Yoronavirus. Hallelujah. Boo. That's all. Boo. Hallelujah. But God will destroy that thing. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
With the power of God. Look what Proverbs says. Proverbs says, but whoever listens to me will dwell safely and will be secure without what? Fear of evil. Our comfort is with the Lord. Our comfort is to be in his presence. Our comfort is to be praying and having God encamp his angels about you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because the Bible says that he will encamp his angels around you to protect you even when you sleep. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Well, let's look at our fourth principle as we continue with this study. Fear disobeys God's principles. It disobeys them. So when you fear, all you're doing is you're nullifying what God said that he would promise for you, that he would do for you, what he will do for you. And so look at Deuteronomy 1:26. It says, nevertheless, you would not go up, but rebelled against the command of the Lord your God. They rebelled in their hearts. Why? Because they weren't walking in faith. They were walking in the flesh. And they saw these 9-foot soldiers that the Amorites had. And they said, how can we whip them? How can we beat them? We're just 5'11" going against 9-foot giants. And so they didn't know, and they probably forgot what God did with David and Goliath. They forgot those stories. They forgot what God would do. Can I get an amen? Cole, come on. People will forget what God has done for you. This is why I'm not afraid of the diseases, because if I acquire one of them, I'll say, God, you are my deliverer. You are my strength and you are my help in the time of need. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
No, one of the keys is this in Proverbs 19:16. He who keeps the commandments keeps his what? Soul. But he who is careless of his ways will die. My goodness, my goodness. You see, we are to obey God. And yes, obey the land of the law of the land. I get that. But the moment they tell you to forsake your God, now you can go to the Word and hear what Paul wrote, what Peter wrote in the book of Acts. He said, remember, they told them not to preach Jesus in this town. And so they got together with themselves and they said, we're not going to fear man. We would rather fear God. And so despite of being incarcerated and in prison, they still preach the word.
Amen.
And so that's one of the freedoms that God has given us, to preach the word of God. Can I get an amen? And the moment they say you got to shut your mouth, this is where I step across that line. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
And if they want to throw me in jail, guess what? Then God has given me a prison ministry. Can I get an amen? I will preach there. Can I get an amen in the house? Hallelujah. But look what 2 John says right up here, saints of God. Whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. You see, we're talking about disobeying God's principles. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine, do not receive him into your house nor greet him, for he who greets him shares in his evil deeds. My. That's why you got to be careful who knocks on your door Saturday mornings. Some of them are on 10 speeds and they say elder so-and-so. Some of them come in nice, fine suits, hallelujah, and leather bags, and they're knocking on your door on Saturday mornings. But God, hallelujah, has given us discernment. God has given us his doctrine. God has given us his spirit, hallelujah, to discern the times that we live in. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Now, our fifth principle is fear demands a biblical response.
Okay.
It demands something.
Right.
So when we get fearful, it requires us to do something. We are to react. But many of you are reacting in fear. Hallelujah. So when we see a dilemma like this, we need to go to God's word. Hallelujah. God will show us. God will teach us. God has the best answer for such a time as this. And we find this in Psalms 34. Look at this. I will bless the Lord at all times. All times meaning coronavirus time. Can I get an amen? This COVID-19 time. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually what? Be in my mouth. Wherever you go, if you happen to go to the store and you happen to come right back, oh, man, just praise God. Put on the worship in the home. Put on the worship in the car and start blessing the name of God. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Look what it says. King David wrote, my soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Say that with me. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he what? Heard me and delivered me from what? All my fears. Hallelujah. You got to believe that. Hallelujah, saints of God. My friends, you got to believe that. He's the one that will deliver you from your fears. Can I get amen?
Amen, amen?
Hallelujah. We're coming in for a close. Don't worry. There's nothing open to go run to. There's nothing to eat. But you're in your house right now. So stay put. I'm almost done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Now, let's look at the next principle. Confront what? Your fear honestly. Yeah. You see something wicked and evil. Yeah, you see something like what's happening right now. That split second of fear will rise up. But then God is saying, how do you respond? How do you respond? Well, look what King David wrote in Psalm 27, 1 and 3. The Lord is my light and what? My salvation. Whom shall I fear? Say that with me. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom I shall what? Be afraid. When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh. And right now, the wicked right now is eating up the flesh in this land. But I'm here to let you know that God will raise up a standard. God will raise up a deliverer. God will raise up something to battle this in the name of Jesus. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And when the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and my foes, they stumbled and fell. Hallelujah. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise up against me, in this I will be confident. Come on, let's give a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Those of you right now in Facebook land, come on, give God praise and glory. Is he worthy? Come on, is he worthy? Thank you, God. Let's look at in principle 7. Claim God's promises of protection from fear. Can I get an amen? You got to own it now. You got to claim it. You got to say, God, I'm not going to receive this. I'm going to receive your blessing. I'm going to receive your confidence. I'm going to receive your power. I'm going to receive your spirit. I'm going to receive your salvation. Can I get an amen? So look what happened here in Deuteronomy. It says right up here, it says, be strong and be of courage. Do not what? Do not fear, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will leave you. He will not leave you, nor what? Forsake you. God is with us. Amen. There's nothing to fear. Can I get an amen? Amen? Thank you, God. King David wrote this in Psalms 118. He says, the Lord is on my side. Aren't you so blessed that God is on your side? Amen. Because if he was on the other side, we'd be defeated. Right when the whistle blew, we lost. Hallelujah. Thank God he's on our side. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. The Lord is on my side. I will what? Not fear. What can man do to me? What could this man-made thing that preacher said last Sunday? Well, this was made by man. I hope you know that. What can man what? Do to me? Why? For the Lord is for me among those who help me. Therefore, I shall see my desire on those who hate me. Wow. Wow. See, God's going to destroy this wickedness in our land. I hope you know that. And just hang on. Don't give up. It's not time to throw in the towel. This is not time to say, oh God, no, no. This is time to praise him and to worship him and saying, God is my deliverer. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Look what Proverbs 3, how many of you are loving the scripture? For those of you who are logging in for the first time, you're going to get some word tonight. Maybe you never seen this word before, but now God has given you visual and also for your listening. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Thank you, God. Look at this in Proverbs right up here. Proverbs 3:25, do not be afraid of sudden terror. Listen, my friends, 30 days ago, there was normalcy in our country. Just 30 days ago. I think it was 3 weeks. We had Bishop come preach on our Wednesday night. And now everyone is shut in. Everyone's locked in. Everyone is in terror and is in fear. And now they're imposing fines on us to gather with more than 10 people. Look, it's fearfulness. Hallelujah. But I heard a word from the Lord, and I truly believe that when Easter Sunday comes, hallelujah, the death angel shall pass over us. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen? Amen. You got to believe that God is with us, not against us, and he will destroy this evil thing. Do not be afraid of sudden terror nor the trouble from the wicked when it comes. And there's a wicked thing here now. It has come. And God is saying, do not be afraid with sudden terror. For the Lord will be your confidence, and he will keep your foot from being caught in it. Can I get an amen? Don't get caught up with the news. Don't get caught up with bad news. Hallelujah. Believe the good news that Jesus came and died for us. Hallelujah. That we are no longer in our sins, but God has saved us. Hallelujah. Some of us, he has saved us from the guttermost to the uttermost. Can I get amen? God has given you a new life, a new spirit, a new mind. Hallelujah. To serve him and to worship him. Hallelujah. God has done that for us. Can I get amen? Look what Isaiah said. Isaiah said this, fear not, I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. So why are we afraid? Why are we afraid? Saints of God, this is the time to turn to the Lord with your whole heart, soul, and mind. Now, none of us know when this pandemic will end, but I do know that when Jesus comes, everything will be brand new. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
I'm looking forward to that day. I'm looking forward to that when God comes. The book of Thessalonians and the book of Corinthians says that the archangel will blast the last trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. We that are alive and remain shall be caught up to be with the Lord forevermore. Comfort your hearts with that word. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
And Jesus is soon to come, and we're going to be caught up to be with him. Amen. Amen. I hope that is what you're hoping for. I hope that's what you're looking for. I'm not looking for all these things that are taking place now. I'm seeing the signs that God said we would see in this last and terminal generation. Thank you, God. God is with us. God is for us. And you got to believe that, saints of God. You got to believe that, my friends. Let's look at our eighth principle right up here. Cultivate a closer relationship with God. This is the time now to embrace him. This is the time to say, you know what, man, oh God, forgive me, Lord, that I've been too busy. You know, before all this took place, there were families throughout our land that said, well, you know, I can catch the message online, and I'm going to keep my kids playing football and basketball and baseball, and forsook the things of God. Now God is saying, where are you right now? Hallelujah. In your home to seek me with all your heart, soul, and mind. This is a time that God is prioritizing things in our life right now. He's saying, get rid of this and get rid of that, and look unto me, the author and the finisher of my faith. Hallelujah, because he is the one that has established us. Can I get an amen?
Amen?
God is getting our attention now. I hope you know that. Oh, yes, he's gotten my attention. I'm here. Lord, here I am, God. I salute you. Man, God, you are my God and my Savior, and it's you, hallelujah, that I will beckon to. Can I get an amen? You are who I will humble myself to. Amen?
Amen.
So this is a time. This is the time to draw close with your friends and your family right now. This is the time to let them know that the signs that you're seeing, the pestilence that's in our world right now, is a sign that Jesus said, you will see these things. So look up, for your redemption draw it nigh. So saints, look back. Let's just glimpse back at the story of Caleb's obedience with God as we come in for a close. Look at Deuteronomy right here, 136. Except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, he shall see it. See what? The promised land. He will inherit the land of milk and honey. Hallelujah. God is saying to you, if you've never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, now's the time to inherit the promised land. Can I get amen?
Amen.
This is not a time to be rebellious. This is not a time to say, well, you know, I'm glad you got saved. That's good for you. No. God, hallelujah, died for that. He died for you, so that you would get right before him. Can I get an amen?
Amen?
And so Caleb understood one thing, that God, hallelujah, was his Lord. And he understood the things of God. He understood what Moses instilled in them when Moses came down on the day of Pentecost. Oh, yes, Mount Sinai, it was on the Pentecost day, the Feast of Weeks. He came on down and brought the Ten Commandments and brought order into the house of God. God is bringing order right now into your life right now. God is speaking right now to your life, saying, get right with me now. This is a time to lay aside all these idols that you have built up in your life. And God is saying, come to me, all ye that are heavy laden and burdened, and I will now give you the rest that you've been looking for. Many of you are looking for God in all the wrong places. Remember that song, that country and western song? Looking for love in all the wrong places? Well, God is saying right now, look unto me. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Now look what Numbers says. Numbers says this, but my servant Caleb, I want you to put your name where Caleb's name is. My servant so-and-so. My servant Fee. My servant Yolanda. My servant Felipe. My servant Joshua right over here. Because look at this, my servant, because he has a different spirit in him and has followed me fully, I will bring him into the land where he went, and his descendants shall inherit it. Praise the Lord. I just want to say this, hallelujah, that 31 years ago when God saved us, he saved my whole household. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. He saved my son and my daughters and my grandchildren. Hallelujah. Those are promises of God. And God has promised you the same things if you will obey and follow him. Look at Numbers 32. Surely none of the men who came up from Egypt from 20 years old and above shall see the land of which I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Because they have not, what, wholly followed me, except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, and Joshua, the son of Nun. For they have wholly followed the Lord. My question tonight, who are you following? Who are you following tonight? Are you following God? Are you following the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you following fear? Are you following doubt and unbelief? Hallelujah, saints. How many of you would love to hear Jesus say to you this, what I'm about to put up? His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you now a ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. That's what I want to hear. Hallelujah. That's what my ears want to hear. How many of you want to hear this? Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I want to hear this. I want to hear that day. And that day's coming soon. I hope you know that. That day's coming soon. Hallelujah. Look at this. In 1 John 4:17, love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. Check this out. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. We need to walk in love and the purity of heart. Can I get amen? As believers. And love those who are afraid. Love those who are discouraged. Lift them up. Tell them everything's going to be all right.
That's right.
Hallelujah. We are the ones that God has called for such a time as this. To uplift them. To help them. To point them to the cross. Amen. Can I get an amen?
Amen?
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Look at this. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out all fear. Because fear involves what? Torment. Some people are tormented right now in fear. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. Hallelujah. So I close with this last principle. Commit your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe you're listening for the first time. Maybe some of you have walked away. But guess what? God has all called us to our homes. To be all together once again. And if you're listening for the first time and you've never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, this is your opportunity. Let me just say this, my friends. This is not a coincidence, but this is the providence of God that we're having a thing take place in our nation for such a time as this. This is God's timing in calling you to faith. This is God's timing in calling you for salvation. And if you've never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, guess what? God is inviting you right now. And all you have to do is cry out to him. Now, I want to lead you into a prayer, but I need you to know this. The prayer is not mystical. It's not magical. And guess what? The prayer doesn't even save you. It's your faith in Jesus Christ that saves you. Prayer is a tool that God has given to fallen man here on earth to communicate with the Holy God. And this is why he has given us the faith to pray, to believe that he does hear those who will call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so if you are listening right now to the sound of my voice, if you are listening right now to this message, God is saying, turn, turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn and be saved. Can I get an amen? And so we want to pray with you. And watch God do the miraculous. I'm praying that the Spirit of God will come upon you. God will give you joy unspeakable and full of glory. God will give you a whole brand new mind. God will give you a mind to be saved. He'll give you a heart to repent. And all you got to do is cry out to him. God loves you. He really does. And he wants to do something miraculously in your life. I prayed with a dear friend today on the phone, a common friend right now. And, oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. I'm praying right now for Ezekiel. They're giving him maybe a day or so to live. He's got hit with the corona bug. And Lord, I pray for him right now. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, we bind that spirit. We bind that COVID-19 that's upon young Ezekiel right now. And Lord, we ask right now by faith, Lord, that you would deliver this kid in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, oh God, that you would eradicate the disease right now. Lord, that you would deliver this young man. He's a young man, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, I pray, Lord, for all the victims right now, Lord, that have acquired this disease. And I pray that the Spirit of God, hallelujah, would eradicate it for them right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, give the families, Lord, comfort and give them a sense of hope, Lord, that if they all turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, that God can do exceedingly abundantly above all that they could ever think and ask and hope for, and that the joy of the Lord will be their strength. And so, God, I pray right now, Lord, for many that are afflicted right now in the name of Jesus. And so if you're listening right now, hallelujah, and you've never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, pray this prayer right now by faith and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray this prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I do believe I have sinned against you. I believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me. And the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me of all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Come on, let's give them a shout of praise and glory. Hallelujah. My friends, it was just a joy and a privilege to come into your living rooms this evening. And I pray that God has given you a word of comfort and not a word of fear, and that we are to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so until we meet again, that will be Sunday morning at 10:30. Yolanda and I and Evangelist Felipe Reles, that's here, and Bishop Yehoshua Mandapali, we all say greetings in Jesus' name. God bless you. We love you. And we will see you again. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening. Hallelujah. We give you the praise.